Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, with my co-host, Eva. What it do, baby?
Hey, and how you doing, man?
I'm all right. Her.
Her.
Anyway, her. What?
I don't know. Is this a new thing? Is it new kids on the block thing or what?
I have no idea.
I'm in my 30s, bro. I don't know.
You're in your 30s. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh, love. I'm going to be 32 in like 3 months, man.
Damn.
Dang, bogus as hell.
Third is a new 20. I don't know.
Oh, man. But a lot of catching up to do because it's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, thanks to our jobs. Or no, you don't have anyone.
I have one now.
Now you have one. But anyways, where are we gonna talk about? WWE, right? Money?
Yeah.
No, not Money in the Bank.
We're not that far back. SummerSlam.
SummerSlam this Saturday night in Detroit, Michigan, which we are going. So exciting.
Oh yeah.
So this is gonna be, no lie, this is my first stadium. Do you count Wrigley Field as the stadium?
Yeah, I mean, so what? Like, yeah, I mean, it's open field. It's not like it's closed off. Yeah,
okay.
I consider it's
okay.
A baseball
yeah.
stadium.
I mean, okay, then never mind. But this is my first stadium wrestling event. I was gonna say sports in general, but yeah, this is my first wrestling event in a stadium. SummerSlam. This is my first SummerSlam as well. So I'm like so excited. This could be a nice road trip. And you know, a great lineup. The only bad thing is I'm disappointed that there's no Edge and no Trish Stratus. You know, I told you about that. That's the two matches I was excited for, and we're not gonna get that. Obviously, day of recording, things may change, but they do have that SummerSlam Battle Royal. There's a very small possibility that Edge will be in it.
Ooh, that'd be awesome, though.
Yeah, but you know. It's a small possibility. If he is in it, honestly, I wouldn't even care as long as we hear his theme song.
Oh, dude.
But
awesome.
And we got rumors that John Cena, The Rock, Bray Wyatt, Bobby Lashley may come back that night as well. Before we get into the lineups, those men that I just mentioned, which one of those are you excited to see?
Ooh, that's a good one. I
if
think
it was
all of them.
let's just say okay let's just okay well besides all of them, and you had to choose one, who would be the one? Definitely, it doesn't have to be like The Rock, just to show up. It doesn't mean like, oh, they're back, whatever, just to appear that night.
I'll say
The Rock,
you know, it'll be teasing like a little feud with Roman, you know, like that kind
right.
of stuff. That'd be kind of nice.
Right.
See, that we just saw recently too. That's why I'm like, The Rock would be like more. Oh,
I mean, I only send them because you know he's one of those rumors that he may appear back.
Yeah. But there's a strike right now in Hollywood, so you don't
yeah.
got a lot to do.
Well, they have a lot of free time now.
Yeah,
so
a lot of
yeah,
free time.
But the program is supposed to be with who's that guy? Grayson Waller.
Grayson Waller, yeah.
He's gonna show up at SummerSlam, and either John Cena and or The Rock was gonna show up. It'd be dope, both of them. But the plan for John Cena was he was gonna interrupt Grayson Waller's talk show or whatever. He was gonna be in the ring, right? Just interrupt him how he did to Cena. And then from that moment, that segment was going to turn into like a quick match. So like John Cena was going to just beat him in like seconds, right? You know, the five moves of Doom. So that was the plan. And then obviously, like you said about Hollywood, The Rock may show up. So obviously that one's not going to be a match. He's just going to show up, interrupt Grayson and rock bottom people's elbow, you know, the business. But regardless, I'm fine with either or. I not having my hopes that somebody's gonna show up. But I honestly would prefer The Rock just because I already seen Cena wrestled. I hear his theme song live before, but The Rock is the one I haven't. So, you
Oh, you
know.
imagine the stadium if he comes out. If you smell, oh my God, that place will burn to the
Oh yeah, for sure. Because everybody's gonna be thinking that it's gonna go towards the main event with Roman.
Yeah.
So that's also pretty cool too. Because you imagine Roman beating Jey Uso, you know, holding the titles and stuff like that. And then people are gonna start cheering. And the Roman starts looking towards the entrance, and then The Rock's right there.
Oh.
So that's a moment right there if that's gonna happen. The other person is Bray Wyatt. He's gonna interfere or show up after the match against Cody Rhodes, because they're gonna have a feud. The main event for Payback is gonna be Cody Rhodes versus The Fiend. That's like the rumors, the dirt sheet. What do you think about that if it happens?
That'd be kind of cool, but like they have to explain like why he's going after him.
The story is Bray Wyatt was the rookie, or Cody Rhodes' rookie was Bray Wyatt back in NXT.
That's kind of like, hey, teacher,
Kind of.
I'm
I
the
mean,
master.
yeah, that's what the story that people are assuming. I mean, it doesn't have to go far that back. Bray Wyatt, it could just be like, I'm back and I'm going after a main eventer.
Yeah.
So, but would you want to see him back at, you know, whatever the gimmick he was doing now? Or would you want him to be back as the old Bray Wyatt, or would you want him back as the Fiend? Me personally, I would rather have him come back as the Fiend.
I would come back as like the Eater of Worlds.
I like that one too. I would, if he goes back to that one, I'll be fine with it. But yeah, I feel like that was like the best gimmick, and that was the, I don't even know why he changed it. I understand there was like a story to tell, but it's like, come on, dude, you're in WWE.
Yeah.
You already know that there's plans where it's going to be scrapped. So I don't know why he has all this. He should just be, you know, you're a gimmick, you know, but he's trying to be a storyteller with all these characters and backstories, which
Yeah.
is cool. It which is cool if you have a bloodline like Roman Reigns, because you have generation after generation. So imagine if Roman Reigns was like a Bray Wyatt character, and where there's the Fiend and all that husky and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That would make, first of all, that's gonna be dope, and seeing Roman Reigns as a heel that way. But that's like, that makes sense, because you know you have generation of future wrestlers where you could give them
Yeah.
future gimmicks. Bray Wyatt doesn't have anybody. He has to rely on other talent, because so that way he could build them up, which is, it's a challenge, especially when you have creative not willing to work with you on that. Or it's like, oh, or they're down, but they want to use their superstars who they think is best, not who you recommend. Kind of like how CM Punk created the Shield. It was supposed to be Jon Moxley, Seth Rollins, and Chris Hero. But they,
Ooh, that would've been
yeah.
nice.
But then Vince said, if we're gonna do this, he said he'll agree to the Shield, but he wants Roman Reigns instead of Chris Hero. And so CM Punk agreed. So then the Shield was born.
Wow.
So yeah, but like, I don't know. I mean, it'd be cool. Again, I would prefer the Eater of Worlds or the Fiend facing Cody Rhodes. So, I mean, I'm down for that. You know, we'll see what happens. But what was the other man? Who was the other person? Oh, Bobby Lashley. Yeah, I mean, he already. Oh no, Bobby Lashley is already back. So he
Yeah,
already
he's
did. Yeah, he
trying to make
already.
the
Yeah,
Hurt Locker or something.
I have no idea. The Hurt Business, but
Oh yeah, Hurt Locker business. Oh yeah.
So Bobby Lashley was supposed to make his return at SummerSlam, but he made his return beforehand. So now it's like, okay, well, so he's out of the picture now. So the What else happened?
Isn't Drew McIntyre versus Gunther?
Oh, Gunther's passed that passed Randy Savage's record.
Oh, wow.
So he's in third place right now as the longest reign Intercontinental champion. But Gunther versus Drew McIntyre, to be honest, since you've been liking Gunther's matches, I would assume you'd be excited for this one.
Oh, I am. I don't think he's gonna lose. He probably keep it to WrestleMania.
Oh, for sure.
He might actually break who's the longest? Honky Tonk Man?
Honky Tonk.
I think
Oh, I
Honky
think
Tonk is like
yeah.
a
But he's
thousand
close.
days.
No, you're way
No.
off. He's like 459, I believe.
Oh yeah, okay. So he's like right there.
Yeah. Then we got Ricochet versus Logan Paul. Apparently, this is gonna be the opening match for WrestleMania for SummerSlam.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I
Yeah.
you know, it's gonna be a cool match. You know that. So, Gunther and Drew McIntyre, I'm excited for. Ronda versus Shayna Baszler. Not really excited for it. SummerSlam Battle Royal. That'd be, you know, that's interesting. And then Asuka versus Charlotte Flair and Bianca. Definitely excited for this one. You know, Charlotte's gonna take the W.
I
Cody
think so.
Rhodes, hell yeah. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. Obviously, the day of the recording, maybe there's do you think there's gonna be a gimmick match?
Maybe. It might be like it's the rubber match, right? Like it's to break the three.
Yeah.
So I think they're gonna make it like a it'd be crazy if they like make it like a backstage brawl or something or bring back World War III. No, not World War III. What's that one with the WCW? Knowing Cody, he would want to do something with his dad. Something his
Yeah.
dad created, like the bull rope match.
Texas Bull Rope match or a
The triple
regular
ladder. Remember triple cage they did? It was like the three way
Oh
something.
yeah, that triple cage. Yeah, that's never gonna happen in WWE.
World War III was like a triple ring.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think well Cody Rhodes actually wanted a dog collar match.
Yeah.
But Vince said no, or not Vince, Triple H said no. So the best choice or best second choice, I guess, is the bull rope match. I think this match, the third one, should be a steel cage. It honestly, it could possibly be a Hell in a Cell match too, but you would
Yeah.
think, but for that to happen, I would rather have that match at Payback. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar in a Hell in a Cell match. That's a main event right there. I mean, Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar is a main event alone, but still, Hell in a Cell. I would rather see that over the, you know, Cody Rhodes versus Bray Wyatt. But yeah, I don't know. Does it really need a gimmick match? That's the real question. I mean, it could always just be a regular no holds bar disqualification, you know, false count anywhere. It could always be that kind of match. I'm surprised it hasn't for the first two. So that was kind of weird, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm excited to see both of them wrestle each other. So that way I could be like, adrenaline in my soul.
We're gonna hear
Something,
both their
something, Cody Rhodes.
we kind of awesome. We'll both be there like singing the song. We're gonna see Seth Rollins wrestle. We're gonna all of these songs.
Oh, wait, we'll finish what I was gonna say. Yes, and if Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor, that's gonna be crazy as well. It better be, man. Money in the Bank was all right. It was a good match, but it was too short and it could have been better. So hopefully this one tops it. Do you think Damian Priest is gonna cash in?
No.
No. You know what I thought he should have cashed in, and I kind of like expect I really thought he was gonna do it, was last night at NXT, the Great American Bash. And can I just say this was the worst goddamn pay-per-view this year? Oh
That
my
one
God.
was bad.
That it's worst of the year in my book.
Wow.
It was just horrible. Beginning match, first of all, and I've been saying telling this people to people when I was on live stream that you're the NXT guy and you know I'm the Impact guy. So I didn't know half of the wrestlers on that
Wow.
card. So I knew who they were. I just never knew their name. So everybody that wrestled that night, I knew everybody, just couldn't remember their name. So the opening match, they crowned a new, I think they're called a family. They won the new tag team, they won the NXT Tag Team Champions. It was a good opening match. Was not bad. The second match that kind of pissed me off was it the women's match?
Which one?
Yeah,
Tiffany?
Roxanne. No, Roxanne Perez versus Belair.
Oh,
Blair? Blair?
Blair Davenport, yeah.
Yeah. Which was a weapons wilds match, and which is basically a no disqualification match, which I don't know why they changed it. The match was decent. People enjoyed how Roxanne's sister was there and she was crying. And I'm just like, it's not even that bad of a match for her to be crying. I'm pretty sure they're just trying to like make it like, oh, this is so
Dramatic.
emotional, dramatic, and stuff like that. But I'm like, nothing bad is happening.
Wow.
Like,
Yeah.
nothing crazy. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
it's like, okay, whatever. And the match was okay. There was only one highlight spot was when she Roxanne Perez jumped off the top rope, landed on Blair, through the table, threw her back in the ring, and did the code red on the steel chair, and that was it. And that was the ending of the match. That was like the
Oh.
only highlight. And then I kind of got PO'd when I saw Rox. I don't know who took it out underneath the rope, but they took out the bull rope. Right, so I got so PO of this part. I know it's stupid, but I just like when I saw it, I got so mad. So they took the bull rope, right, and it has the bell, right? Oh,
Yeah.
cool, Great American Bash, Dusty Rose, awesome. She hits her with it, drops it. Roxanne picks up a belt, the leather belt, whips her, and ties it up. Ties her with on her wrist, the belt, the leather belt, she ties it on her wrist. That pissed me off because I'm like, and then she started like Irish whipping her.
Wow.
And I'm like, why would you not put the bull rope on her? You could have done something with that. Like, you could have done what you did with the leather belt, right? Tied it on her wrist and then yank her. You could have done that with the bull rope. That and then after that, I was just petty. I just like, this match sucks. Like, why would you use the leather belt when you could have used the bull rope? It was right there. You could have. Why didn't you? Why? What was the whole purpose of that? You know, why'd you take it out just to get a cheap pot? You should have. And they barely used it as a weapon, and they could have. I don't even understand why that match wasn't a that match could have been a bull ropes match then.
Yeah,
But
it's
they
in
did it.
Texas too, you know.
Yeah. And yes, and that's where she's from. But they went with the wild a weapon wild match, which is basically a no disqualification hardcore match, whatever you want to call it. They could have gone with that. I mean, they could have just said hardcore Texas, a Texas death match. Oh, that match was, I think I love that they used her sister involved crying, but it wasn't like nothing crazy was happening for her to be crying.
Yeah.
No. Like if she wasn't a, I think it's because I couldn't take it serious, like the Weapon Wild match. I think I just couldn't take it serious. I think if it was called like a Texas death match, because it has the word death, and then your little sister's there. She's thinking, oh my God, one of these two women are gonna die because it's a Texas death match. You fight to the death, you know?
Yeah.
So that would make sense of the whole crying or the bull rope match because she's getting whipped with it, and like seeing that. So something they just had the wrong gimmick for that match. And the fact that you just reminded me saying that it was in her hometown, it's just like, so why the hell didn't they have a Texas death match or a bull rope match then? A weapon wild match. Dumb. And then the most disappointing match. So anyways, I'll give you my rates after the Gable Stevenson versus Baron Corbin. One of the
Yeah.
matches I was excited to see. The match turned out okay. It was pretty good. So it was a good pace for Gable because this is his first match, and against Baron Corbin. Regardless of what people say about him, he's a fantastic worker, a great wrestler. So they had a good pace, and then after like the 4 or 5 minute mark, it's starting to pick up a little bit where you're getting because first you're just watching because it's his first match. And you know, nothing, he hasn't done anything wrong yet. So, you know, no botches. So you're into it. And then it starts to get picking up where you're like, okay, cool. It's starting to pick up. Let's see how this goes. They both go outside in the ring and they both get counted out. So it ended in a double count out.
What the hell?
The only thing I was okay with it, I was kind of mad because I was like, why? First of all, why? And then second, it started to pick up. So I'm like, okay. I was starting to enjoy it, so it is what it is, you know, because a QM, and it was like again after like the 5 minute mark, so it was probably like a 5, 6 minute match. I would have been pissed if it was like 14 minute match and then ended, you know, ends in a double count out. But I was like, all right, I'm not gonna get too PO about it. So the next match, one of another match that I was looking forward to, and I believe this is the main event, but Dominic Mysterio versus Wesley and Mustafa, right? Wesley got a pop. Ali, he okay. He got a he got a you know he got the crowd cheering for him. Dominic Mysterio comes out, gets booed out of the building. The match starts slow pace. Okay, cool. I'm like, I already knew with Dominic involved, it's not gonna be crazy. I know once they take him out, it's, you know, when it's Ali and Wesley together, I knew that's when the match is going to pick up and it's going to be great, right? They're the ones that are going to steal the show and all that stuff. The only crazy spot that happened was when Ali did a 450 off the top rope and Dominic Mysterio and Wesley were like hanging on the middle and the bottom rope. They moved out of the way. Ali hits the ring apron. He's out. And then also the cool part was when Wesley jumped over Rhea Ripley to land on Dominic, and then Rhea Ripley does the riptide on Wesley through the announce table. Another highlight moment right there. And then the match, Mustafa Ali. I really thought he was gonna win at this point. He did a 450 on Wesley, but Rhea Ripley interfered, pulled his leg. Dominic goes up, frog splash, retains the title. It was a decent match. It was decent. I don't know. I really expected way more. I really thought that they were gonna do like they're gonna kick that. I really thought Dominic wasn't even gonna be in the match. I thought they were gonna like super kick him and then he's out. You know what I mean? And then Wes and Ali were gonna face each other majority of the time, but everybody got it like a piece of everybody. And then Tiffany versus Thea Hale.
Hell, yeah.
The match was good until Tiffany tapped out. And even though she didn't tap out, she did tap out.
She tapped.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then Tiffany ended up winning because of the what's Chase, Andrew Chase, or was it Duke? One of those two guys. I'm pretty sure it's
Was he the
Andre
bigger guy or
Chase.
the smaller
I have no idea. They all look the same. I don't remember.
guy?
But anyways, one of them threw the towel
Wow.
on for Hale when all she had was half
Crab.
Boston crab on her lower back. And I was starting to recap on the match. I'm like, I don't recall her hurting her leg, and I understand it doesn't really produce a lot of pressure and damage to the leg. It's mainly on the knee, I mean on the lower back. I was just like, okay, whatever. But once again, she tapped out, so I'm not really interested in this match anymore. So that match sucked, and I'm like, okay, the main event, Carmelo Hayes versus oh my gosh.
Braun Breaker.
No, well, I cannot say Dragonite. Dragonite,
Oh, Elijah Dragunov.
Dragunov. There you go, Elijah Dragunov. I should have just said Elijah because they would have remind me. Elijah Dragunov. I'm like, this better steal the show because goddamn, this met this like the this whole show has sucked. They stole the show. A great fantastic match. I'm kind of glad that the rest of the cards sucked because I probably wouldn't even appreciated this match. So these two men, like they're both. I know Carmelo Hayes is him. He's made of money, or he is money, but they're both money. Elijah Dragunov, he's like, the only problem is if he goes to the main roster, he's gonna have a stupid gimmick. He's not gonna get the push right away. That's the only problem. But I hope they just let him wrestle. I would rather see him wrestle every night in WWE in the mid-card picture, keeping his gimmick, than him playing this, playing different characters just so he could be in the main event. Because his work that night was like, oh my gosh,
He's a beast, right?
fantastic. Yeah, he's really freaking good. And this is the same guy that had match of the year with
Gunther,
Gunther.
yeah.
So yeah, like he's the guy. I think he's the guy who beat Gunther for the title, right?
Yep, he was on,
Yeah.
broke the streak.
Yeah. So he like that match was really great. I really thought that we were gonna crown a new champion. I really thought that what's his name? William. I really thought William was gonna cause Trick Williams gonna get cost Carmelo Hayes the title, but didn't. And then I really thought Damian Priest was gonna cash in that night. I really thought that, but it didn't happen. So going down the my rates of the show, opening match, 6 out of 10. Roxanne's match, 5 out of 10. Gable match, 3 out of 10.
Damn.
The thing is because it just started to pick up,
Yeah.
like, and then the match ended short. Dirty Dom's match, I give it a 8 out of 10. Tiffany's, I give it a 6 out of 10, and then the main event a 9 out of 10.
Nice.
So,
So overall, what do you give it?
a 5 out of 10. The
Damn.
main event. The main event saved it.
Wow.
Yeah. So take the main event away, 2 out of 10.
Jesus.
Yeah, that it was, dude. It was hard. Dude, I was barely talking. I was
Yeah, you're
barely
like,
because it was just nothing was happening.
wow.
I honestly thought I was just like, okay, it can't be this bad. I'm just like, I'm gonna keep live streaming. And I was just like, oh my gosh. I was just like, I regretted doing the live stream on that 2 hour. Dude, if I wasn't for the live stream, because I was giving it the benefit of the doubt. And if it wasn't for the live stream, I would have probably knocked out. I would have watched something else. I was just like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I'm gonna wait till the last hour for the main event or something. It was so bad. Oh gosh. But anyways. But hey, at least the day before, we saw a fantastic show. Impact Wrestling, goddamn Impact Wrestling, even though it was taped and we were so freaking confused of what it was, everything was going on.
Hey man,
But
we had a lot of
man,
matches, bro.
we
We
had
had
a
a lot
lot
of
of
matches.
matches. We had
I
a
have
lot of
enough on
matches.
Impact until October.
A lot of matches. Out of those matches, only one horrible match. I'm not gonna say anything because it's taped. And obviously at the time we didn't knew why it was so horrible, but now we understood. And yeah, so that's why I ain't gonna say nothing bad about it. But people who watch Impact Wrestling, eventually they're gonna know what match I'm talking about. But I
Yeah,
will
we
say
were falling
this,
asleep, bro.
yeah.
Falling asleep with that one.
And it was the match, it was the match before the main event. So I got
Yeah.
so burned out, or not burned out, I wasn't even burned out. I was so
Yeah,
excited. That
I was
match.
tired.
I got tired. I was just like, oh my gosh, this is why you
Yeah.
cannot. Like, I was so mad because I did enjoy the match, but I was like, because it's Alex Shelley. Alex Shelley, you know I'm a fan of his work. So To get to see him wrestle again. And remember the last time you and me saw him live, he was facing Jay White, and now we see him again. Now he's in the main event. So as world champion, defending the world championship. So I was excited about that. And but yeah, it was a good match. But the thing is, it was difficult for me to really enjoy it because I was tired because of the match before. The main, oh my gosh, Kushida and Mike Bailey. God damn, a fantastic. That's, I'm telling, I'm only saying this now because I can't, because obviously it's pre-taped. So we don't, they taped a lot of shows that day. So we're not sure which is which.
We're not giving away the ending either, because we
Yeah.
don't want to, don't be spoilers.
But Mike Bailey and Kushida, that's definitely put, I'm putting in my top favorite matches of 2023. Moose and Kevin,
Knight.
Knight. Yeah,
Kevin
Kevin Knight,
Knight from New
right?
Japan, yeah.
Another match added to my 2023. And dude, I have four or five with Impact Wrestling already. Normally I'll have one or two. But the fact that we're already in July. Oh, and Alex, I have six. Yeah, Alex Shelley and Nick Aldis. Because
Oh.
that, like, I was surprised because I'm like, okay, I know Alex Shelley's gonna lose the title. The match itself was good, but the fact that he won is what shocked me. I was so surprised that he won because I really thought he was gonna lose the title. So, but I already alone. I got six matches, match of the year in my book for Impact Wrestling.
That's good.
That's
That's
good.
really good.
Hell yeah.
It's like one a month at this point.
Yeah,
Where are
exactly.
you? Almost one a month, yeah.
Yeah.
Like one in like 25, whatever,
And
50 cents each.
two of them are in the same night of the show.
Wow.
So, and don't get me wrong, I have, some WWE matches as well, but like Impact keeps adding them this year. So
And yeah, you did something special that day too, man.
I got finally, oh my gosh, but that's gonna be, I finally met Eddie Edwards. Oh man, so like I was so starstruck when I met him. I've been wanting to meet him. The last time I saw him was in Sacrifice last year in Louisville, Kentucky, and I saw him from a distance and I said, "Hey Eddie, good match, blah blah blah. Am I able are you down for a beer? Can I buy a beer on you? Or can I buy a beer for you? Or let me buy you a beer." Jeez. He said, "Not tonight, man. Next time." I was like, "Damn." But I know that's my second time meeting him, but this is the time I met him. This is like telling him, "Hey, man, I've been a fan for 10 years." No, no, not 10 years. 15 years I've been a fan of yours, and I also told him happy 10-year anniversary with Impact Wrestling, and I appreciate you staying. And he was like shocked. He was like, "Whoa, 10 years. Oh wow. I appreciate it, man. Thank you." I guess from that point on, he knew like, oh, he is a fan. And
So
I'm
when
just,
they're stars, when they're like, whoa, that's when
yeah,
you know they're like,
when you get that whoa, that's when they start listening to you. That's where they're like, okay, they start paying attention to you. And obviously I was wearing his shirt too that I bought. So, but yeah, no, I had a great time. I met him, also met ABC, Chris Bay,
true.
too sweet. Another fantastic match. Not match of the year, but it was a great match. So yeah, everybody in Impact was cool. So a lot of great matches. Took my stepson there. He wasn't happy about going. He was like, "Oh, great, Impact," because he likes WWE. And then he was surprised how well it was, and he was surprised that how he kind of under he doesn't really get the whole concept of why when people come out and you notice that there's some people that get more cheers and boos, and then there's some people that don't really get a big reaction. He doesn't really understand that concept. But he loves how everybody is having, he loves the fact that everybody's there having a good time. And everybody wants one thing, a great match. So, and he got too sweet from Chris Bay, but besides the photo shoot but on the ring apron. He got
Josh Alexander.
Josh Alexander. I did too. You're like,
Yeah,
but he
walking weapon.
he also got a fist bump from Jessica, which was cool. And she, oh my gosh, she did not steal the, she stole the show. She stole the show for that match. Like, she was great. She was fantastic. She did Killer Kelly dirty. And oh my gosh, Killer Kelly in person, bro. Oh my gosh. God damn. Don't worry. I got you. She is sexy as hell. Oh my gosh. Oh damn. She's my wallpaper and everything, man. God damn. Oh my gosh. Anyways, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the show.
Oh yeah, Killer Kelly. Jesus Christ. She got a dunk. She got a dunk. Go ahead and shake it for me, baby girl. She got a dunk. Anyways. Yeah, I could say that. I ever can't.
But guess what?
What?
Guess what's not the end for us with Impact Wrestling?
Why you sound so creepy? Tell me why, baby.
'Cause live October 21st at Cicero Stadium,
Again.
we're gonna be at Bound for Glory. It's sold out almost. It's only like four tickets left, so we got really
Woo!
lucky.
They're recording. Oh, me got lucky. I knew I was gonna get the tickets. I set my alarm, my calendar, and everything.
No, but if you waited, we probably would not be getting tickets for that.
Oh no,
We would have missed out.
that's why I waited. That's why I said saved my seat. I mean my alarm, because I was gonna like I pulled over. I was driving and I hear boop, 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 boop. And I'm like, oh, 5 minutes. All right, pulled over, and I'm like waiting and waiting and waiting. And then I go ahead and bought the tickets. So
Man, we're just going to wrestling shows like crazy.
WrestleMania, August 18, finally announced.
The tickets, right?
Yeah, we
And
got.
tickets for Summer Survivor Series are out now. That's in
No,
Allstate Arena.
isn't that pre?
Yeah, I
Isn't
think
that
it's
the,
pre.
yeah, it's
But I'm going
pre.
to that. I'm going to
No,
SmackDown
it's,
and Survivor
yeah,
Series.
that's what it is. It's the pre ones, the SmackDown and what?
Survivor
Survivor
Series.
Series. Yeah.
War Games. What if it's War Games? It might be War Games, right? They didn't announce it as War Games, right? That'd be awesome.
Last year they announced it like the month of Survivor Series, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So yes, there is a possibility.
So pretty much this year we're going to two of the four. For sure, we're
Well,
going to one of the four. I'm going to the
yeah. Well, the
Survivor
thing is,
Series.
Survivor Series. I'm going to Survivor Series. Am I going to SmackDown? Is the thing. WrestleMania. I am going to try to get tickets.
Yeah.
It's is it?
It's
Can I afford?
expensive.
Yeah. Can I have one? Can I afford it? And two, because you know, what if I don't know how it is. Like, what if it's like? Because obviously they're gonna, because they did the pre-sales, so obviously it's gonna be more of what's available. So that's gonna be the challenge, because I'm gonna be able. I'm claustrophobic, so I gotta get an aisle seat. So I'm picky. So I gotta make sure I get that. So, yeah. So that's gonna be the tricky part and the challenge part, because I'm not gonna care about the section where I don't care left, right, middle. I don't care. I'm gonna go straight for the aisle seat and then get ticket and then that's it. So I'm gonna try. So that's the tricky part. So, but at least I would rather try to get tickets than like not be like, nah, I'm not gonna go, man. So, and then same thing with Survivor Series. So exciting. So yeah. When was Hell in a Cell? Hell in a Cell was last year. Where did I go this year? I think, oh, I just went to what's it called? A house show. I
A
think
house show.
that's, yeah,
You did
or what?
Dynamite, no? Or does you didn't do Dynamite?
I don't know. Did I do?
No.
No.
No, last year you did. You wanted to go last year because CM Punk. Or when he came
Oh,
back, you
that
went.
was 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago. Yeah, when Punk came back, I what? No, I was gonna go to
Collision or something? The
Collision.
first.
No, yeah, I was gonna go to Collision. Didn't end up going, and then I was gonna try to go to All Out, but they're having it on a Sunday. And no, is it Sunday? No, they're having it at the United Center. I'm like, oh no, I'm not going all over there. So,
You know, right? People are like,
yeah.
oh, what's so bad about it? It's just an arena. Oh yeah,
It's
you probably live in a small, nice town. in Canada or something. You don't know what's
I'm
going on
not
over there.
driving there. I'm not driving there, and then I'm not taking an Uber there. Too expensive. I'm too far from the city, anyways. So, but if it was gonna be in the WoW Arena, that's I would have definitely would have tried to get tickets for it. So, but yeah. All right. Anyways, before we continue, check out our YouTube page, new entry. Well, if you're watching us, then hit that subscribe and like this video, baby. Also, we're on TikTok, IG. Yeah, right. TikTok, IG. Are we on
TikTok,
OF?
IG.
Are we on
No,
OF?
no.
Not yet.
We're on
Hey.
Twitter or X, whatever it's called now. Twitter or
X.
X.
So, oh my gosh, do we have to change everything now?
Maybe.
Oh my
I'll keep it as
gosh.
Twitter. I don't care.
Yeah.
They don't
People are
know.
gonna they're gonna know. Because what if I'm there if we put that X logo, people are gonna be like, ooh, what's going on here, buddy? Like you guys are nasty. Like so. So also, Spotify, there you go. If you guys wanna
Spotify.
listen to us when you guys are on the cam. So G. What else are we gonna talk about? Is that it?
Well, we could. Well, since this is a prediction for SummerSlam, we should do our rating system thing. You know, our point system. Like who's gonna win, and you know how, and you know we're gonna do by points
All
for
right.
SummerSlam.
Let's do it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Yarg.
I grabbed the wrong notebook. 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 All right. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. So, all right. All right. So, the day of recording, we got 8 matches. So, let's start off with the SummerSlam Battle Royal then. Who do you think is gonna win it? And also, do you who do you think just to add, to get as much points as you could get? Let's do 2 winners and then 2 losers.
I don't even know
Like,
who's in it. Do we they announce who's in it?
I have no idea. Or do you want to skip this? Or we could. We don't have to
This
talk. We don't have to predict it now. We could predict it once we watch the day of recording. Because for all
probably the
we
day of.
know, yeah. Because for all we know, this could be a kickoff show.
Because I could give you a winner, but then if that guy's not even on the card, it's kind of a waste of a pick, you know?
Probably gonna be LA Knight.
Yeah.
That's who I was gonna go with, anyways.
We'll just keep it like NA. Just that'll
Okay.
be just our like. Okay, sorry.
All right. So let's go ahead and go with Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler then.
Want me to go first?
Sure.
I'll say Rousey.
We're gonna go with Rousey. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Shayna Baszler. She's getting the dub. She's gonna make Ronda Rousey tap. And I believe it's gonna be a. I'm gonna say a minimum 8 minute match, max 10.
Okay. I'd say between 5 and 8 with Rousey winning by tap out. Yeah, I feel like Rousey would win because she's kind of on her way out. She kind of announced it. So it's kind of a way to win on the way out, but I don't know. She might just be like, I don't want to win on my last, you know, SummerSlam. But she might not leave, you know, she might just be dramatic. Who knows?
She could just be taking some
Time
time off.
off. Yeah. So, I'll say Rousey because I don't know.
All
She,
right.
I would see her winning.
Let's do Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. I'm gonna go with Gunther. He is gonna win with the power bomb. So obviously, pinfall. This one's gonna be tricky.
I'll say powerbomb too. Pinfall.
I'm gonna say 10 minimum and then 12 max.
I'll say 12 to 15. It's Drew McIntyre, Matt Gunther, and it's for the IC title. So I would say to give it a little bit more time. A little bit more. Not too much, but 12 to 15.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I wouldn't be surprised, and I feel like that's a great time for them. I feel like that's plenty of time for them.
Yeah.
So, and I'm pretty sure Drew doesn't want to wrestle him too much because, or too long because he doesn't want to get chopped that much. The rumor that this may be the opening match, Ricochet versus Logan Paul. I believe Logan Paul is going to get his first win that way because he's flying to go see his brother fight. So that way they're both winners instead of having Logan Paul as a loser. So that way Logan Paul could brag that he won his first match over Ricochet. So I feel like Logan Paul and Ricochet should be like a 2 out of 3 series. So Logan Paul wins this one, Ricochet wins the next one, and then I don't really care who wins the third one. I feel like that's what should happen between these two men, but we'll see. I just honestly, I don't see. I feel like Ricochet should win, but at the same time, if Ricochet beats Logan Paul, where does he go from here? But if Logan Paul beats Ricochet, then he could build himself up again from that embarrassment, because then somebody could like make fun of him, tease him about that, not take him serious. It's like you can't even beat Logan Paul and. You deserve a world title or a United States title match, so they could run with it that way. So I'm going to go with Logan Paul. I don't see Logan Paul winning this match with a finish. I don't even know what his finish is. I don't
Frog splash.
the knockout punch, or is it the no frog splash? If you want to go with the frog splash, that's on you.
Yeah, I'll say frog splash for
I
me.
think he's gonna win with a roll up.
Roll up. Ooh.
Roll up. I think this is gonna be a 14 minimum, 16 max.
I'll say 10 to
16.
12.
Damn. Why is that? Because it's Logan Paul. Why are you a hater?
No, I know, because I think the field is going to go really fast paced. And I think he's not going to go that long because I think Logan Paul still has his limitations. He had a couple matches, but he's still green. He's still kind of like the greener guy in that feud. So I could see him not wanting to do that, especially if he's going to have to fly out to see his brother's fight. I could see him like, let's do
Try
this
this.
quick. I gotta get on a flight.
All
Boom.
right. Yeah, because he's taking a private jet.
Yeah. So for
So.
him, it's like get the match 10 to 12. Do your thing where you're injured. And
Right.
then run and get on the plane and go to wherever. Where's the fight? I don't even know where the fight is at, but it's
Probably
probably pretty
Vegas.
far. Probably Vegas. So yeah, it's probably like an hour flight. His brother's match probably the main event, so he'd probably be like right there on time.
Yeah. I'm pretty plus if it's in Vegas, probably the time difference, right?
Yeah, it's an hour to from Chicago. It's 2 hours, so yeah, you gotta be like you'd be there like 6, 5:30 when the fight starts at like 9 p.m. Central Time.
All right. Well, now let's move on to Asuka versus Ric Flair or Ric Flair. Charlotte Flair and Bianca Belair, triple threat for the WWE Women's Championship. I'm going with Charlotte Flair. I'm not, yeah, Charlotte Flair. She's gonna win I believe she's gonna win. This is too much. I'm gonna have it in record. Bianca Belair is gonna hit her with her finish on Asuka. Flair pushes her away and then Cov takes covers Asuka to get the win. So basically steals the win from Belair. So time wise, I would say 15 to 17 minutes.
Okay. I'll say 13 to 15.
All right.
That'd be Asuka with her finisher on Belair.
The submission, right?
Yeah. I don't see Charlotte taking the pin because, oh, you never beat me kind of thing, you know?
Okay. Now we got Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor. I'm going with Seth. Curb stomp. I don't see this match going that long. I'm gonna say 12 to 15.
Yeah, I'll probably do the same. So we might get the same points for this match. I'll say Seth, curb stomp, 12-15.
All right, cool. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. I'm going with Cody because you gotta, make him look strong because clearly Brock Lesnar is gonna be taking some time off. We're probably not gonna see him till either Survivor Series or the Royal Rumble. The finish is a tough one.
Well, who are you going for?
Cody Rhodes.
Rhodes? Yeah, I'll go Rhodes too. I say he hits three of the of his finishers. And he
See,
finally pins him.
I find that hard to believe, but I want to say roll up. You know what? Since you're gonna say that part, I'm gonna say roll up. I think he's gonna win with a roll up. And I think this is gonna be another short match as well. I think this is gonna be 10 to 12.
Yeah, I'll say about 8 to 10.
And now we got the main event. 3 years of the making. Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. Tribal comeback for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. And to recognize as the tribal chief. I really want to say Jey Uso is going to get the W, but he's not. It's not going to happen. So, obviously, Roman Reigns, I'm going to say two, nah. I mean, just to get points, I'm not saying he's going to beat Jey Uso by hitting three at a row. I'm saying just to get extra points, I'm just calling it that he's going to hit three spears that night. And that he's going to finish it with one spear. Ooh, but try come. It's basically a no disqualification. I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna
I'm
say
gonna.
that a Con Jericho is gonna happen.
Oh.
Con Jericho. Returning Jimmy Uso. And I'm gonna say 28 minutes. Nah, that's I feel like,
That's a long match. You 20 minutes.
but storytelling, man. That's what you
Yeah,
gotta
that's
think
true.
about it. It's gonna be a lot of storytelling. And if this is gonna be a one-off thing, they have to build this match up. So
Makes sense.
I'm gonna say 26. I gotta stretch it. That's what she said. 26 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
I feel like that's a good range for this match.
Okay, so my pick is Reigns 2, but I'm gonna go the same route you're going to, but I'm gonna change it. Jimmy's gonna accidentally cause Jay the title. Like he's gonna go hit Roman with the chair. But then he accidentally hits Jay. So Jimmy, like, he's about to hit Roman. Roman ducks, hits Jay in the head. Then Solo comes in, knocks out Jimmy, and then Roman does the spear. Boom. Done. So I give that 20 to 25 minutes.
Okay. I actually like your finish. I ain't gonna lie.
So I can see that happening because then there could be a conflict of interest with the brothers. Like,
Right.
why did you do that? You were the one who betrayed him first, and I'm over here backing you up. You knocked me out. You know, kind of like it'd
But
be kind of a
yeah, I
storyline.
mean,
That'd be a
yeah.
conflict between brothers, and Roman's be like, See, all along I was right. Without me, you guys ain't nothing. Things like that,
No,
you know? Like,
nah,
you
I
get that
like that.
storyline going.
I like that. But I would have changed. I like it. Don't get me wrong. But if it was up to me, I wouldn't have them fate like try to turn at each other.
Not on purpose. It was an accident. It was like,
I would keep it that way. Like it was a true accident. We all
like
could
how,
tell it was an accident, you know. I'll keep it that way. And then because if you keep it that way, then you could have a trip. That's how you build a triple threat with them. You know, so I like that. I do. But I don't know. I feel like my booking is the way I'm just saying it because, you know, I feel like is it going to happen? I have no idea. But I guess we'll find out live from Detroit. But
Yeah,
all
we're also
right.
gonna do blogging, right? We're gonna do a vlogs. We're gonna be there. We'll probably do live
Facts.
videos. Yeah, but anyways.
Facts. I mean, I don't know about screaming that way.
I know, right?
Maybe an honor OF.
We
But
don't have
anyways.
one. No.
Anyways, all right, Everett, do you have anything else to say before we leave?
No, just you
I leave my
know,
control
check us
room.
out at SummerSlam, and if you guys are gonna be there, you know, tag us like, hey, we're here with new entry, SummerSlam. We're watching it along with new entry, you know,
Even though we're not gonna be
hashtag.
sitting together.
I know, right?
So yeah. All right, well, yeah, everybody, hope to see some faces. People that I know, I don't know. About to find out. Actually, don't come to me. I don't care. Want to you. I'm like, who?
Wow.
I'm gonna be like, who the hell are you? How you know my name? Right, Ever, take us home.
Right, listeners and viewers, this will be it for this episode. I'm Ever and this is Ian.
We are out. Hey,
Bye,
do
guys.
do do.